based on resolution if we want to use those funds for other things.
Right.
And then, of course, our capital projects fund is in the other asset account. That's the 1.26.
That's the 1.26.
Yeah. Just so you could kind of see
Great.
Where those funds are.
That is super balances. Helpful to have it working out like this.
Yes. And again, we will be working on having these not produced right out of QuickBooks. We'll have a better looking packet eventually, but I just wanted you to know that. So
with bar sort of,
where it looks, it doesn't have every line item, but it provides you with exactly what you need for line of business. And
Excellent.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, and that's it. If there's any questions.
So were you presenting the new way of looking at things too? I like how this is bigger.
Yeah, and Mary asked for that, so I specifically increased the font.
So much better.
But this isn't the new way.
We'll send that to you via email so you can look at, if you're talking about this this other report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send that to you too, so it's pretty easy to read.
Yeah, and we also have, so we've been doing a lot of things in the background but haven't really decided with Greg exactly how we want to put together, especially the quarterly packets.
Right.
But it'll have more of a write-up within the packet.
Oh, that's good.
Graphs and specific things that I think will be useful to you. So we just haven't gotten there yet. This is still very antiquated, kind of QuickBooks, straight from there.
Right.
So
gotcha.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. All it is just bigger font, really.
Right.
I'll distribute this report in this manner to you, so you'll see it, and so you kind of get used to it. I like it because it gives you the monthly versus budget last year, the year to date, as well as the annual.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice, and it's broken down into components for operating revenue, operating expenses. But we're trying to refine our reports so you get a few reports. They're really consistent and easy to read.
Kind of a highlight.
And what you really need to know to govern, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go, and then how we're performing. But we're doing well.
So as a side question, I meant to send you an email and I completely forgot about it. The AMO Construction LLC for $14,000, what was that for?
That's for the marina,
flotation
and water.
That was outside of covered mortgage this time.
Okay.
A few finger piers on the on the permanent side, but a lot of that went into the guest dock.
Okay.
Right.
And it was leveling and just got out of the water. As the growth accumulates, things get heavier.
I remember you guys talking about doing that, but I didn't know what company it was. And so when I saw this that had a kind of a large, and I thought, And I meant to send an email, but I totally
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else on the financial report, we'll move to item 9, discussion items. Item A, Port of Kingston redistricting plan. Greg, you want to go over that?
Sure. I'm going to read kind of a portion into this. What happens is every 10 years, there's a census. And so the ports are required to redistrict based upon the census. Roughly speaking, 10 years ago, we had 5,000 residents in the port district. That's 4,998, I believe. Now it's up about 7,000. So if it's increased in 10 years, about 2,000 residents in the port district.
Wow.
So then what happens is, after the 10-year census, they go and they have to redistrict because you're trying to get it so the districts are even, or pretty close to even, in terms of population.
Right.
And because we don't have at-large positions, for example, you guys have actually 3 districts.
Yeah.
So what we did was we hire someone outside that does this for many agencies, and then they go through the detail of doing the demographic GIS study of the distribution. They make sure that the current commissioners are still within their port district, and then they reallocate the staff, the people, and where they are in which district. Because last year was an election year for one of our commissioners, they wait till the next year usually to do this, just because during election year it's your people are trying to vote, so we had to wait till 2022 in order to get this work done, and So now I think, you know, you just make sure that you're, so if you're a commissioner, you do have to reside in your commission, your district.
Yeah.
You don't have to own property, but you do have to live there.
Yep, right.
If this occurred, and let's just say you were outside your district, you would still finish out your term.
Right.
And then you would have to go through, there'd be another election process in order to determine who's going to be the commissioner for that district. But once you're elected, even if the district were to change, you'd still fill out that existing term.
Right.
So that's just it's an interesting point to know. None of you were taken out of your district anyway, so it's not an issue. We'd already discussed this in public a couple of times, which we're required to. We publicly noticed it. Thank you, Tara. And then, you know, this is just to go through, and if there's any discussion, usually what happens is some people might be concerned about gerrymandering. That's usually where you get in trouble. And, you know, one way you can get in trouble is if commissioners talk to people and say, hey, you know, they call the people that are doing this work and ask them to make sure that their good friends are within their district, for example. That's a no-no. But none of this has happened. And so they went through, and he said it was kind of involved in order to be able to draw the lines. And so it's a little bit, he said it was a little tricky with the Port of Kingston, and it is kind of a small district.
Yeah.
The total district is kind of small. So all this is a resolution for the port to move forward. This is really for public discussion. If there was any questions about this,
right.
I may not have the answers in front of me because I didn't do the work myself. But this gives you a new legal description. It gives you the kind of the basic, here's what we're going to do to redistrict. We're not adding additional districts. We're not doing anything on that line. So it's pretty cut and dried. And then what we'll do is we'll have another special session on April 12th to actually pass this.
Gotcha.
So this is, but this gives you the resolution and all the information that you might want to know about the, and it gives you the visuals and the map so you can kind of see the before and after. And we're on our website. If anybody in the public has a question, they can send it to us and we'll try to get them an answer.
Look at that, I lost people.
Oh, well, area, I think, but, oh, you mean numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, this is super helpful.
It is. It's great.
Thank you.
And he got it down to very close for the distribution between everybody for actual numbers.
I mean,
it's
a lot closer now than it was prior.
Yeah, amazingly close. He said even he was pretty impressed.
That's what it was prior.
Yeah.
Because I remember, yeah. But now it's like this. Look how close they are, the numbers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Within.
Within 100.
30 or so people, yeah.
Oh, within 50. Look at that.
There's 50, so it's 35. Oh,
that's really good.
Right. Excellent.
Yep.
So, okay.
And then once we have this, you know, we get public comment, if anything, we'll respond back.
Yeah.
We'll report out on any public comment or questions at the April 12th special session.
Right.
And then we will ask a commission to pass this.
Okay.
To reestablish special purpose district. And we will then also, this has to be filed with the National Census and the Kitsap County Auditor and
right.
And also Department of Justice, I believe.
Right, right. Okay, excellent.
Very cool.
So we'll move on to action items. Number 10, we're going to have an approval of the delegation of authority, the action item A, approve delegation of authority to executive director to negotiate the IT contract for the Port of Kingston not to exceed $30,000.
So we have contracted with Olympic Educational Service District for you know, a couple of years now, at least, and they have increased the amount of money that they're asking up to, I think it was around 7% based upon CPI increases and their overall staff requirements. They supply us with information technology support, and we get them one day a week, all day. And we'd like to, they have given us a contract, a proposed contract, and we'd like to just sit down and talk to them about the contract, and then but I'd like to have authority that whatever we negotiate on it would be a not to exceed $30,000 contract.
Right.
It's a similar scope of services to what we've done the past 2 years, but we just want to sit down and actually kind of talk to them a little further about any additional, you know, specifics about this contract. But I would like to, any contract over $10,000, I come to you and I inform you about it, even though it's in my signatory authority.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing here, but I would like you guys to say that this is, you know, hopefully approve this. And
great.
Are you thinking that, here it is, are you thinking that we're going to stay with them, or are you also looking at outside sources?
Both.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve.
And I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Look at you two.
Very good. Okay.
It's like we're related.
So we are off to item number 11, public comment. I believe we may have public.
We have Ron.
Here. We have Ron. Do we have any comments from the public?
No, carry on. You're doing a good job.
Excellent. Good to hear. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Horton, any comments?
Oh, forgot about you.
That's right. Okay, we'll move on then to item 12, commissioner reports.
So what I wanted to say is, so in regards to the Kiwanis, everyone knows that I'm a Kiwanian and that I attend their meetings on a semi-regular basis. And I just wanted to encourage people to go look at the calendars to see what events they have upcoming. And they have lots of things that they're very focused on children and what happens with children. And they have, if you have children, there's a bike rodeo coming up. And there's just all sorts of fun things that they do for the public. So that's what I really wanted to talk about, because that seems to be the meeting that I go to more than the other meetings. So I know that they're on, they advertise on our reader board, and they also, I think the calendar that's going to be put together, I think that Greg had put some on our calendar that were Kiwanian events. And so I wanted to encourage people to check that out and to support them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Excellent. Well, in relation to my involvement in meetings, et cetera, it was very limited this month, I'll say, as I was out of town for the majority of the month, but I did excuse myself from the KCAC meeting. The minutes of that I'll share at our next regular meeting once I get that information from them. But that's principally what's gone on. There was, as I understand, a ferry and traffic group that's a subset of the KCAC that did meet last Friday. And I was kind of in transit that day, so I was not able to attend that meeting when I usually would have. But I'll bring some info to the next session in relation to that.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're off to item 13, staff reports. Who's going to start?
Let's start with the newbie.
We completed the rate survey, Ashley and I, so that's been done. And we're just doing a lot of work with Audra and Stacey, doing audits of systems. We're going through taxes and item lists, and Ashley is just about done with an audit of the master deposit list. So just slowly but surely.
Getting there.
Chipping
away.
That's so awesome.
Question is, are you having fun?
Yeah. And then we're just gearing up for summer. It's getting busier every day. It seems like we have over 30 yacht clubs booked already, and new ones are acquiring like every week. And preparing for the long summer.
Yes.
That's why I'm here today.
That's great. Thank you, Rose.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Rose.
I'm just preparing to leave, so just putting everything together for, got a big task list and progress report for Greg, and just you know, just kind of hopefully, you know, so it makes it very easy transition. But I am going to stay on as long as needed, you know, part-time. So I'll still be able to help with, you know, the next steps with everything. But, yeah, just getting everything ready, I'll get our on-site records cleaned up for this year, and then just getting all the on-site things handled before I leave.
Your last official day?
Right now it's looking like Tuesday.
Right, yeah.
This next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
I have to go get my driver's
license.
Can't
do it.
I know, she said this morning, and I was like, it came so fast.
That's the 5th, right?
April 5th. Oh, gosh. Well, we've enjoyed your excellence.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it too. Super fun. That's why I don't want to lose this connection that I have, because I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, but yeah, it's gonna be just a fun new beginning. But yeah. I'll also still be around if you need.
Yes.
That's great.
We've got you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Hear that, Ron? I'll still be around. That's it.
Welcome back, Steve. Hopefully your travels
you.
Are safe.
And, yep. Everything worked good.
And spring has sprung. We're like Rose brought up earlier, we're already kind of bracing for summer. We got a lot of projects scheduled right into June right now on the maintenance end of things.
All right.
The bird bath or the bird deterrent. everything gets a nickname. The bird deterrent project is dialed in on EDOC. It seems to be working. And so now we're going to move on to the rest of the covered mortgage. All the parts are in stock, and we're ready to move forward. I didn't want to put all of it in one spot until we knew things were going to work, and I can see where we're going to have to adjust a few things, but the system seems to work. So, it's cheap and easy to maintain. It's nothing real elaborate. It's actually quite a fun project to see it work, and you can see the results.
Can I ask a question? Have you received any feedback from tenants on it?
Not yet. Haven't heard anything. But the birds aren't back in force yet. They're still nesting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a few stragglers, but right now it's been the herons and the crows that have been setting the sprinklers off. So,
okay.
It's kind of comical when the herons get all ruffled up there. They're quite grumpy. and that day in the life of the poor, right? The fish pier, the wooden fish pier, so that will be evaluated on the 5th. Ellen I's coming out to give us an overview of maybe there's some better improvements that we can do before I put all the money and time and effort into the matting. The matting's ready to go. All we got to do is go pick it up.
Yeah.
And I want to hear outside of that before we cover it. So Ellen I's coming out, they're good enough to come out and write up an evaluation.
That is a great idea.
Well, thank you, Mark, for bringing this up with our fall protection thing.
Yes.
I never invited Ellen I to the party.
Yeah.
One of the things you stay away from, but they're actually really nice to work with. And when you invite them, they're really nice.
Right. We did. Yeah. We invited DOR, same thing.
Well, they're actually really nice to work with. And they answer the questions instead of all the guessing and speculations.
So it's
been a good partnership with the last go around. So, coming up here is guest dock Wi-Fi. That piece of that Wi-Fi project will be ordered in April, and then once by the time we get everything, we'll dry fit a lot of stuff. I can see install happening. Probably sometime June. A little off my mark. I wanted to have Wi-Fi ready with lights on and everything going by opening weekend voting, but I think we're going to miss that target date. So we're still there. We're moving forward with it. So hopefully we're in April and then install in June. And that's kind of it. Other than, you know, training's kicked off. I'm doing a lot of in-house training now. Small groups, an hour a week, really, just to chip away at it instead of trying to sit everybody down for an 8-hour refresher of all the various topics. It's just an hour a week, you know, 3, maybe 4 people at a time. So we can just chip away at it, and we'll be in compliance.
Right.
that's kind of it. I'm like, any questions, really? It's always easier to have a question.
I'm really great. It's really great to hear, you know, that we have a set schedule for these improvements.
Nice to be able to do it now.
Yes.
Right? Before it was difficult to put a schedule down because you know you weren't going to be able to hold it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see that we can do it now. It's actually cool. And yeah, there's a light there. So awesome. Just got to go get it.
That's great.
And are you having fun?
Yeah. Every day.
That's awesome.
Even when it's raining. Yeah, no, it's a great place. It's awesome. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tori.
Me? Moving on to
Okay. So working on completing the 2021 annual report. It's due May 30th, which is a holiday, so I'm going to have it done well before that. I wanted it done by the end of March, but ran into some questions that I need answered, mainly on the pension. The pension, since now it's an asset, and so it kind of changed things around a little bit for PERS 2 and 3. I think we talked about that a little last month.
Yeah.
But the good news is too is I'm starting to make relationships with people, finding people to answer some questions, building my network a little bit. And so I reached out to our assigned audit manager from Port Orchard and wanted to meet with her to go over, since we haven't had an audit since 2019, which was done in 2018. So we have those, you know, years, and just how to prepare and what to expect, that kind of thing, since it'll be my first time at the port being audited, and making sure everything is organized so it could be the best it can be, and to have someone just to ask questions to.
Right, right.
And we are also continuing to work. How come it's always when I'm talking about stuff happens?
It's graceful.
And as Rose mentioned, we continue to work through processes. They've been great to work with, coming up with questions. We've been doing the same thing, and if needed, we do research and then get back together, you know, when we can. It's really helped to solidify some of the processes and procedures we have for taxes and different things like that. And along with everything else we've been doing within QuickBooks is we're going to do an internal audit of our customer profiles to make sure that they're set up appropriately, as well as the item lists and all those things. So I really appreciate them being so, you know, wanting to, working as a team. They're a very good team to work with. And I am going to miss Tara very much, but I know where to find her, so that'll work good. And also, the really fun part of our job, I think, is analysis. And Stacy, shout out to her. That's her forte and loves it. She'll do it all day long if you let her. So we've been putting together some nice tools to work with Mark and Greg and whoever on some of these, you know, basically the tools to give the commissioners and management to know where we are, you know, now that we have done what we feel is a thorough audit of the financials, we're comfortable with it, and so that we can start making some decisions, well-needed decisions.
Excellent.
So that's about it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Greg's probably thrilled with Stacy's work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's a rock star.
Eats and breathes that.
Well, she's put together a cash flow analysis, and I will say, you know, I don't think this is overstating it, actually, for me. This is a super really involved tool to use, but it's like it'll be one of the guiding documents for the commission to inform you of, because you're looking at the horizon line of where we're going to be years from now. None of us will be around for that. And I think that it'll be one of the guiding documents that we should use to govern our actions, our decisions.
Yeah.
And I it's really sophisticated work. It's very difficult to find that. And it's something that I really love about Audra and Tara and Stacy and all the staff, is that they have a mindset, hey, we're going to share it with other people. We're not like holding it to our chest. It isn't necessarily proprietary. If we can help others, we will. But I think that'll be something that's going to be shared. It's really amazing tool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to do. I've only seen it at maybe one other port where they really truly put together a cash flow analysis, and that's Edmonds. So we have a rezone application with Kitsap County. I talked to DCD staff and Melissa Shoemakes, and they have really been fantastic to work with. I do want to really say they've been so helpful navigating this. And Mark and I have been in touch with them. Final approval should be forthcoming at the April 11th meeting of the Kitsap County Commission. Assuming the County Commission does approve it, but that's one that it's going to be on the docket. Future development. So we received 6 statement of qualifications for architectural services, and they were published in the Daily Journal of Commerce and through the Municipal Research and Service Center, MRSC. So staff, we met and we assessed those SOQs, and we've narrowed it to 4 firms, and now we're going to be scheduling the interviews with those firms, and then we'll be presenting the findings to the commission for, and either a finalist or finalists, depending on how they interview. Mm-hmm. And that will give us a recommendation for you guys to then conduct your interview.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And make a decision if you think we should move forward.
Awesome.
Originally I was hoping to try to, and I had said that we were going to try to hope to do it at this meeting, actually.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done to get everybody herding cats. Yeah. And then now we have Easter break or spring break for different people.
Yeah.
So it'll be done, hopefully it will be done in April, and that's going really well. The Chamber of Commerce, they are continuing to grow membership. I think they have. It's a really great board. We got some new energy into the board, and it's also, I really want to recognize Kylie Campbell, who's the admin for the Chamber. She's done such a good job. They're taking over the events, and they've been organizing the Wine and Brew Fest. And I want to thank Ray's done a super good job, along with Tara, transitioning a lot of the information and really supporting Kylie. She feels so supported by you, Ray, and by you, Tara. And I think I think it's going to be a great transition over to them. So
that's fantastic.
And Ray, thanks for helping her with the sponsorships. I think we have how many sponsorships now, Ray, is it? Do they have?
We have 3 more lined up.
Okay.
Wow.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that, that gives them a comfort level, for sure. So that is really good. And they're also looking to lease space for a visitor center, and they're going to try to move back in probably to the space that they used to be.
Oh.
It's been cleaned up. It's going to be painted. They get rid of the pests, that kind of thing. So it should be a nicer space again. That's what we're looking at negotiating a lease with the landlord there. Outside of that, I don't want to embarrass Tara, but I do want to thank her publicly. I just think she's been really gone through a lot of work here, and the port wouldn't be what it is without her, and we really appreciate her. Gonna miss her, but we're all very, very happy for you.
Yes.
She's amazing. So, but we're not gonna miss her completely, because she'll be around a little bit. She might be. She might have the longest part-time job ever. So that's our hope. But we really, there's no way the port would be where it is without her.
Yeah.
So I really thank you. I love working alongside you.
Clearly.
I'm really lucky to work with you.
Awesome.
Here, here.
And that is it for me. Oh, Ray. Sorry.
Ray, do you have a report for us?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm out here in the woods right now, but I had to meet mobile tax guys out here in the middle of a parking lot today. So anyway, thank you for holding up. I'm not sure what everybody said, but again, Terry, your professionalism is just unsurpassed by anybody, and you will be greatly missed by all of the staff and everybody in the community, that's for sure, for everything that you do. So thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Ray.
Those people in Arizona are getting really lucky, I'll tell you that. So Lola,
thank you.
We'll try to keep you working a little bit. I know Greg will for sure.
You're all coming to visit, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's a standing invitation. Awesome.
It's going to be like the Partridge Family loading up the bus.
Here we go.
but I'll make quick. I don't know if anybody's let you know, we do have more yacht clubs coming in. We're really getting busy. The staff's done a great job of reaching out to a lot of yacht clubs, taking their invitations and installing them into our calendars. So I'm pretty excited about the business that's coming. Parking's really going well right now. It's getting to be busier down here at the port on the weekends. I know Tori's doing a great job with all the maintenance, and thank you, Tori, for that, and getting everybody in the right direction on that.
Thank you.
The other thing I was going to say, I'm not sure if you guys know, but we got the tent going up next week. We're going to have a trial run on it. I don't know if that was brought up yet, but that'll be really exciting too, because it should give us enough time if they have to make any alterations to get it up for good for the summer coming in May. So other than that, I just want to thank everybody at the Port of Kingston for everything that everybody does. So anyway, we'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
And Ray will be attending. Ray, you'll be attending the Harbor Master meeting coming up here in Portland, right?
That is correct. Yes, this the second week of April, right before Easter. I'll be there for 3 days. And thank you, Greg, for that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yep.
How great. Fun.
I'm really excited about that. The other thing I wanted to say before I go was that Greg is right. The Chamber of Commerce is really rocking and rolling. That Kylie, she's a go-getter. And I haven't had this excitement for 5 years. So they got a good a lot of good people put in place there. And it's certainly fun to work with them. So thank you for that, too.
Very cool.
Very good. Okay, great. Well, I guess we're off to item number 14 here, next regular meeting. Nope, now is that 1 o'clock or?
Yeah, is,
that,
is it really
is that
1
right?
o'clock?
Or is, are we going to do the?
So, I was asked to change it to 1 and then I sent you guys a new appointment today.
Okay, gotcha.
That's right. There was a change because of something that was going on.
Yeah, it was changed from 6:30
yeah,
today.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. So, our next regular meeting will be Wednesday, April 27th. 2022 at 1 p.m. will be in person and hybrid, and in person here, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, very good. Well, off to item 15, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I guess that's me. I'll entertain a motion. I will make a motion to adjourn at 2:33.
Excellent. And I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Yay.